Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
I used to hang out with people that seemed to always question ideas and dreams and passions, and they would kind of use this phrase to stop you in your tracks. In other words, if you started dreaming too big, they would say, well, how do you know that's God's will? Or are you sure that's God's will? And I really believe these people meant well. In fact, I asked people that question for years. How do you know if this is God's will? Are you sure this is God's will? Look, I think that that's a great question, but I think it is ignorant. Now, I don't do a lot of daily shows about faith directly, but this one is. And I'll do another one about food, because I don't do a lot of ones about food, but I'm going to do one on food. I'm going to expand a little bit here and talk about what my passion is for just a few seconds. So lately I've been really dissecting this concept of how do you know if it's God's will thing? Because look, here's the point. In my favorite book, do you know how many times it talks about how we are in Christ or in God, or that's our position? In other words, for us to say, how do we know something is God's will? It really is, I believe, unbiblical. It's really saying, like, you're over here and God's over here, and you know, how do you know you two are connected? I believe that that question acknowledges a disconnection between us and God. And I don't believe that that's accurate. In other words, I believe if you're a child of God, you are connected. And there is this no longer disconnection between, well, your heart and passion is over here and, you know, God's will is over here. I believe they're one and the same. And how do I know that? Because one of my favorite passages says that if you delight yourself in God, that God will give you the desires of your heart. Now think about that for a moment. If you delight yourself in God, God will give you the desires of your heart. Now, there's two ways to look at that. One way is to say, if I get tight with God, whatever I want, I'm going to get. You know, I want that new Lamborghini. I want whatever. I'm going to get it. No. That's not the correct way of understanding that. The other way to say is, if I'm tight with God, if I'm connected with God, if I am one with God, then what's in my heart is God-given because of that connection. In other words, take it for an example here. I mean, check this out. If I'm tight with my wife, if I understand my wife, if I'm delighting myself in my wife, I know her desires for our family, for our house, for our goals. In other words, I don't have to guess. What is Kelly's wishes? What are Kelly's desires? If I'm tight with her, if I'm connected with her, if I'm delighting myself in her, I will understand the desires that she has. And therefore, if I'm a good husband, we'll share those same desires together, right? So the point is this, stop viewing yourself as so disconnected from God. Because if that's the way you see yourself, which I did for many, many years. That's how I saw myself. And it was not cool. It was not easy. In other words, there was this constant inaction that I was taking. I was fearful. Well, you know, should I take that step? I don't know. And my life was defined by fear and scarcity and inaction. The day I discovered I'm connected with God and my only job is to delight myself in God, and then the desires that I have in my heart are going to be God's desires. What changed? I became totally faith-oriented. Like, we're taking action. I became very proactive. I began to take bigger risks. And it's been amazing. So I want to challenge you today. There's nothing to sell here, okay? All I'm saying is reimagine the way you see yourself and the way you see God, and I believe you're going to be unstoppable. This is Cary Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.